Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may always love you, honor you, and serve you, and that we may be humble before you and docile to your grace, that we may absorb your wisdom and serve others through the wisdom that you give to each and every one of us who are seeking to be your disciples. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Thursday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time, and we've been continuing some wisdom literature. We were looking at Proverbs earlier, and we're looking at Ecclesiastes yesterday and today. And what we're looking at is this famous saying from Koheleth. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. All things are vanity. And what he's talking about is if we understand the life without a relationship with God, if we understand life without God, then we lose a sense of what life is all about. And therefore, everything becomes vanity. It's all about what's best for me. It's all about what I can do for me. And what we're called to do is have that higher vision, that greater vision that seeks to do what's best for others. Now, you don't have to be a Christian to believe that. Immanuel Kant believed that we could do good works out of a sense of duty, and by that would improve our lives and improve the lives of others. Now, I know there are people listening that go, well, wait, we're not called strictly to do good works for the sake of getting into heaven. And that's true. So what you understand that is that whole concept of doing good works is about building your society, but there's no there's no vertical dimension. There's no deeper meaning to life than that once we take away our relationship with God. Now, many believe Koheleth was actually Solomon. So we're looking at roughly 1,000 years before Jesus. So when we understand that we're looking at Koheleth as a sign of the wisdom of God that he got from in light of Solomon, we do understand that we're not talking about anything within the context of Christianity. We're obviously talking about it within the context of the Jewish faith. But when we look at this wisdom that he is saying, then we can bring in the vertical dimension. And what is the vertical dimension? The vertical dimension is that relationship with Christ that gives us another meaning. Now, I brought up Immanuel Kant and his concept of doing good works for the sake of duty. But as Catholics and other Christians, we believe that our doing good works, as St. James taught us, is a form of responding to our relationship with Christ. We're seeking to do the will of God. So it's not a matter of you do good works to earn your way into heaven. It is that you respond to the commandment of love God and love neighbor out of your love for God. And in doing that, that's where your good works come from. Now, where can I find that in the Bible? Matthew 25. Not only, by the way, in St. James. St. James says faith without works is dead. And so therefore, when we look at what in Matthew 25, it's got that famous passage, when I was hungry, you gave me no food. When I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. When I was sick and you did not visit me. When I was in prison, you didn't visit me. When I was sick, you did not comfort me. And that is the things that we're called to do. And if you go back to Matthew 25, you're going to see that's a defining point for salvation. That's what Jesus says. Those who do not do that, who do not do what we call the corporate and spiritual works of mercy, those who do not do those, obviously, he explains, then you're not doing my will, and he casts them into hell in Matthew 25. So what that is our good works, our response to our relationship with God. So if we don't have that relationship with God, then what is the meaning of life? The meaning of life, as Immanuel Kant would say, would be helping others. But what if we don't have that? That whole concept of gang life is all rooted, I do what's best for me, or I do what's best for the gang. Whether you realize it or not, I remember I taught this in confirmation, whether you realize it or not, gang life, as you understand it, is that your God is the gang. That's they actually have some form of, many of them have some form of ceremony where your God is the gang. And I explained that it's a form of idolatry. The famous story, well, not a famous story, it's a famous story in my life. I explained at a confirmation class when I was working in the inner city that belonging to a gang is a form of idolatry. And this guy who I knew, this student who I knew was connected to a gang. I didn't know how much. Says, no, that's not true. Gangs are good and gays are this and dot, dot, dot. And I said, no, they're not. It's a form of idolatry. And we went back and forth. Well, I don't think it was 2 weeks later, he was on the front page of the Herald with a friend of his, and he was involved in a shooting as the shooter. And there you go. I mean, just what I said, belonging to a gang is a sin, and therefore it's a form of idolatry, therefore it's a sin. And there you saw that. So you see that whole, when we lose a sense of the meaning of life, we can walk down those absolutely bizarre paths. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, where you can hear us here on WEZE. We'll be back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, in any case, we are talking about this reality of this teaching from Proverbs and that whole concept of where we need that meaning of life. And that's what our relationship with Christ gives us. That's what church gives us. And that's what everything else. And when we don't have that, then we seek that meaning of life in other things. And again, back to Immanuel Kant, by doing things out of a sense of duty that gives us good feeling and it helps others. But that's not the meaning of life, we would say to that. Meaning of life is what Jesus tells us, love God and love neighbor. So to act in a way that loves God and loves neighbor. And when we don't do that, when we don't have that within our life, then we fall into that vanity is vanity, all things are vanity. I remember when I was, this was years ago. I mean, decades ago, I was probably in my late teens, early 20s. And we were talking about people who have their whole life planned out for them. In high school, they plan, they're going to what college they go to, and then they go to, you know, graduate school. And they have it all planned out what they plan to do with their lives. And in doing so, when they finally reach their goal, they realized it's not fulfilling. And it's a scary thought, but someone said that this happens, you know, in many cases, because the meaning of their life is cited in their career and not necessarily in something else that brings the meaning of life. If you're around my age, a lot of people will bring up the baby boomers in a negative context. But some of the other things that in my age, one of the things they used to always teach, to get a good job, you have to have a good education. And another part of that was, in order to get a good education would give you a high amount of financial benefits. Well, you know what? That's not the meaning of life. The meaning of life is to do what's best for others, to live your life in such a way that others' lives are made better in one way or the other. So in understanding that, in understanding that whole concept of what it means to be a servant of Christ, what it means to do the will of God, what it means to do that, and how that affects how we live our life, brings us again back to Koheleth. If we don't have that, then vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. We're just focused on what we can get right now, what we can do right now, and we're not focused anywhere else. Whereas our relationship with Christ gives our life meaning. And in giving it meaning, even every part of it does. So as Catholics, we believe in what is known as redemptive suffering. So if you're going through a bad day, which we all do from time to time, you can offer up your suffering from that day in a way that allows the Lord to use it as he wishes, so to speak. You know, I offer up this very difficult time, for example, to you, O Lord, to use whatever. And St. Paul talks about that, sharing our sufferings and offering our sufferings up to the Lord. I remember Archbishop, the Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen talked about the lamentable fact of wasted suffering and what he called a suffering that you didn't offer up to the Lord. But what that does is it gives the offering up things, even in your suffering of which you may have no control over, it gives meaning to that. And so it gives a whole different meaning to everything we do. As I often talk about, our good times and our bad times, our happy times and our difficult times, and all of that it gives to us. We are here every single Monday through Friday, and so we are here. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Padre Pio. I'm going to do a show all about that because tomorrow is his feast day. So we're going to talk about that, and we are here every single Monday through Friday here on WEZE, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.